Fund. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. FIA Zambia welcomes IMF exit as victory. Family in Baolini appeals for help to care for boy with rare condition. In international headlines, Syria agrees ceasefire with Kurdish-led forces after 2 weeks of clashes. And in sports, Nyamilandu in trouble as Haiya demands 200 million kwacha. And now the news in detail. The Fight Inequality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has described the exit of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, from the country's economic program as the best development for Zambia's future. FIA National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande states that the decision by the Ministry of Finance not to seek an extension of the IMF's extended credit facility aligns with the alliance standing position. Ngalande observes that the IMF-supported program had imposed harsh conditions that negatively impacted ordinary citizens, particularly during periods of economic hardships. He cited the IMF's directive to continue electricity exports during peak load shedding as an example of policies that prioritize revenue over the welfare of Zambians, even amidst drought conditions.
When load shedding was at its peak, the IMF directed the Zambian government to keep exporting power for revenue purposes. And also, when we're in a drought situation, the IMF, through the extended credit facility, forced the government, and the government implemented those policies by making sure that they export our means outside this country. And that caused a lot of strife within a lot of people, the prices of food increasing, and people failing to afford 3 meals a day, and that is the larger part of inequality. And hence, we would like to say that Fighting Inequality Alliance, that we mentioned that the IMF is not the way to go. And we have seen now that the increase in the prices of copper, and this increase in the prices of copper, it is now when we should implement policies that benefit us, like, for example, the windfall tax.
Police officers in Mambwe district of Eastern Province this morning raided the residence of Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Makebi Zulu in Malambo area. Mr. Zulu, who is currently on a visit to his home village in Malambo, was reportedly caught by surprise after discovering a heavy police presence surrounding his house in the early hours. Eyewitnesses say several officers cordoned off the area as the operation unfolded, drawing the attention of local residents. Meanwhile, hundreds of Malambo residents and supporters have since gathered at the scene expressing concern and demanding clarity over the operation. The situation remains tense as authorities are yet to issue an official statement regarding the purpose of the raid. Negotiations between government and the public service workers have been postponed for the third time, now moved from the 19th January 2026 to the 30th of January 2026. Kanchi via Member of Parliament Sandy Chanda says the pattern of repeated postponement is not right and does not inspire confidence among public service workers who are already under immense economic pressure. Mr. Chanda has warned that the delays have real consequences as the prolonged uncertainty heighten anxiety, disrupt household planning and erode trust in the collective bargaining process. He has called for the collective bargaining to be treated with the seriousness, predictability and respect it deserves as public service workers need clarity, certainty and timely engagement, not rolling dates. Mr. Chanda has reminded the government that it owes workers decisive leadership and timely resolutions, arguing that continued delays risk undermining industrial harmony and confidence in the process. A family in Lusaka's Baoleni compound has appealed to members of the public and well-wishers for assistance to care for their 12-year-old son, Daliso Chitambala, who is living with prune belly syndrome and kidney disease. Speaking to the media, Daliso's grandfather, Matthew Mbambande, says the boy's medical condition has left him incontinent, forcing the family to rely on adult diapers on a daily basis. Mr. Mbambande explains that Daliso requires between 3 and 4 adult diapers each day, each costing about 40 kwacha, a financial burden the family can no longer manage. He has added that efforts to enroll Daliso in school have been unsuccessful due to his condition, further affecting the boy's quality of life. The family is now appealing for assistance in form of adult diapers and other basic necessities to help ease Daliso's daily challenge and improve his well-being. The Department of Social Welfare in Mungwe District has distributed 833 bicycles and 600 pairs of gumboots to community welfare assistance committees across the district. Mungwe District Social Welfare Officer Obed Mlenga says the items are meant to improve service delivery among the members to the community. Mr. Mlenga applauded the committee members for playing a vital role in supporting vulnerable members in society as well as strengthening social welfare interventions. He stated this during the handover of the bicycles and gumboots to the committee in Mungwe District. Minister of Agriculture, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, has emphasized the importance of continued cooperation between Zambia and Germany in advancing reforms in the agriculture sector. Speaking on the sidelines of the recently concluded Global Forum for Food and Agriculture held in Berlin, Mr. Mulongoti says Germany has been a key partner in supporting Zambia's agricultural development, particularly through the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Support Program, which aims to enhance productivity and promote sector-wide transformation. Mr. Mulongoti noted that engagements with the German Society for International Cooperation, GIZ, the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, BMZ, and other participating countries confirmed that Zambia is on the right path in promoting mechanization and improving agriculture productivity. He says reforms to government interventions such as the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, are beginning to yield positive results, with Zambia being cited as a model for other countries seeking to transform agriculture into a viable driver of economic growth and job creation. And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPS. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Syrian government has announced an immediate nationwide ceasefire with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces taking almost full control of the country. The ceasefire ends nearly 2 weeks of fighting and forms part of a broader 14-point agreement that will see the SDF integrated into Syria's military and state institutions.